Celebrating 40 years of music and ideas, 91.3 KBCS, a listener-supported public service of Bellevue College. You're about to listen to a segment of our program, Music and Ideas, hosted by Sonia Green.
This is Music and Ideas. I'm Sonia Green, in with our online news partner, Bellevue.patch.com. Good afternoon, Venice.
Good afternoon, Sonia.
We are talking with Bellevue City Council candidates today, and in the studio with us right now, we have Lyndon Haywood as well as Conrad Lee. Venice, I'll let you do the introductions.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Sonia. So Lyndon Haywood is a graphic artist. He's on Redmond's Pedestrian Bicycle Advisory Board and Redmond's Bicycle Wayfinding Subcommittee, and volunteers at Phantom Lake School in Bellevue. Conrad Lee currently is the mayor of Bellevue. He's a longtime businessman who's been on the council since 1993. So welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So we're going to start out, first of all, and give you an opportunity to introduce yourselves a little further. So, Lyndon, I will start with you.
Well, yeah, I think it's only fair that I start at the start and give you an idea of how I've ended up here. I find myself here because not so long ago, I approached the city with a proposal to update our city bike map and to try and get together a pedestrian and bicycle board for the city of Bellevue. And ultimately, I came away kind of disappointed, and I was unable to get any kind of dialogue going through a number of sources. And I kind of gave up on my city whilst at the same time thinking, well, I could do better than this. So that's why I'm here. I'm standing to put myself in a position where I can encourage this kind of energy and where the people of Bellevue can be part of building their own infrastructure rather than just relying on the city to benevolently bestow gifts upon us. Because, you know, sometimes gifts just end up in the bottom drawer and and they never get used. This requires, in my mind, a much better level of communication than we've been used to and that we've been getting from the city so far, and it's the number one area which I'd like to improve. With light rail detecting that there's not going to be any money in the pot for the next few years, I think it's important that the city and the citizens, you know, we're essentially the same thing, and we're going to have to shift our focus from throwing money at problems and to trying to solve things inexpensively.
Thank you very much, Lyndon. Conrad?
Hi, this is from station KBCS 91.3. My name is Conrad Lee. I'm the mayor of the city of Bellevue, and I've been on the council for the last 20 years. And I came from another country. I was born in China, raised in Hong Kong, came to the United States, and I found the American dream. And the Bellevue City is the center of the American dream because it provides the opportunity for people like myself, for a lot of people who have since come to the United States and to Bellevue. Bellevue is now very diverse. We are 40% ethnic minority. One-third of the population were born outside United States. So we're indeed a place where people find opportunities. And I find American dream more than just a dream, but it's the political system that allows us the opportunity to participate, to be involved, and to do whatever we want to do, to have a government of the people, by the people, for the people. This is what I find in Bellevue, and most people in Bellevue find that.
Thank you very much, Conrad. Venice?
Okay, so our first question for you gentlemen is, what do you think this particular election, what do you think that Bellevue voters are concerned about? I mean, what's the top thing that you're hearing from the Bellevue voter? And I'd like to hear from, I'll go with you, Conrad Lee, first, and then we'll follow up.
Well, as the mayor, as the council member, being here for a long time, I know what the people are concerned about, and I think definitely we want to address those concerns, one of which is growth. The city is growing. Growth is inevitable. But we want to be sure that we maintain the balance of the neighborhoods because that's what the Bellevue is about. It's about people, individuals, and people who live in neighborhoods. And I've been here for 46 years, and we still have the neighborhood which I moved in 46 years ago. But as city change, as people change, you know, obviously, things change, and we want to be sure that we are up to date, up to speed, up to the concern. And so when we grow, we want to be sure we maintain the quality of life, which our people are used to. And we're very lucky to have a good education system, a high sense of security, public safety. It's all on top of our agenda. And now we're having transportation system coming to Bellevue, which is all good, and we want to be sure that they come in a way that will benefit all the people in Bellevue.
Thank you.
I think there are a lot of people in Bellevue like me who just don't feel that the city is speaking to them and aren't prepared to listen, really. I've certainly met some people like me anyway. What people aren't really looking for at the moment, and they should be looking for, is somebody who's going to have a nice firm hand on the purse strings, because we're spending an awful lot of money at the moment and people don't really know where it's going.
Okay, thank you. So, do you want to take the next question?
Yes, I will take the next question. Thank you both, Conrad and Lyndon. So, you've been on the council for 20 years, Mr. Lee. What do you say to Bellevue residents who think there should be a change? You did kind of talk a little bit about change and maintaining the quality of life. What are some of the ways, though, especially after 20 years of doing this, what are some of the ways that you might think about doing it as you move forward?
Change is a constant. You know, there's... we want to be sure that we understand, we continue to represent and communicate and listen to people. And that's why I've been reelected 5 times, because I listen to people. And people know they can talk to me, we are accessible, and the city works very hard to put community outreach as one of the major priority that we do. And obviously, with the community changing and community growing, you're not going to catch everybody. But we are constantly aware of how to do that. And as I mentioned, changing demographics, we have a big immigrant population. And we need to figure out how to connect with those folks.
And do you have any ideas around that? What are some of the examples and ways that you might do that?
Absolutely. We do that through many ways. We have many city halls located in Crossroads community. We have one in Factoria, and we have people on the police department who speaks languages other than English. We have all the city's brochures, translated into a number of languages, including Chinese, Spanish.
Those are examples of things that we have now, right?
We have now.
So what about some things maybe moving forward? If that's an area that we're still looking at, what are some ways that
we
might do that moving forward?
The city is creating, leadership classes to reach out to different people from different places, different countries. Because people like myself, who is an immigrant, when you come to this country of a strange place, you don't know what is available. How do you avail yourselves, to those services? And so we learn how to do that. We encourage people. We provide information. And we have programs in sister cities. And we, just recently had a big event with a sister city in Taiwan to celebrate the event of our 30th anniversary with them. And we had the ambassador of India that was hosted at City Hall. And we have a community that come together, and they organize it, and they participate in it, and they become empowered and enriched to take on those responsibilities.
Okay.
We have a wraparound service that is a program that work together with the school.
Okay,
I'm
gonna stop you right there.
We don't have time,
unfortunately. We can't do the whole list.
The next 2 hours talking
I'm sure
to you.
You could, yes. But we want to get Lyndon in here as well and get his take on some things. So, Venice, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah. So, I was wondering, for you, Lyndon, as a person without very much experience in elected politics, why did you decide to take on Conrad Lee, who's been in office for 20 years?
Why did I choose Conrad? Well, for a start, I think it's a real shame that I had to choose Conrad Lee. The way our elections are structured, I think in this election, there are 6 candidates. And I think if you look at the list, there are 3 real outstanding candidates. But you can't vote for those 3 because 2 of them are in one position. Hey, Conrad. And
thank you for your compliment. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry, Venice, you're going to have to go back to the question.
Sure. Yeah, I was wondering, was there a reason that you decided to take on Conrad Lee as opposed to,
Well, you've seen the way I'm standing. I'm just a guy from the neighborhoods, and I want to put my name out there. And so I don't have tens of thousands of dollars behind me to do this. And so I felt that both Don Davison and Kevin Wallace deserved a more traditional campaign to be run against them. Conrad Lee is very approachable. He's an excellent mayor, I think. He's a nice chap. And so if there was somebody out of three I wanted to run against, I think it's the one which I'd be most comfortable with staying in the position. I don't say that to disrespect Kevin at all, because I think he's a very good guy. But I think you know what I'm saying.
Well, I actually wanted to come back to you because Conrad mentioned about the communication policy a little bit in his last answer and talking about the different things, you know, for different communities. And you said that in your very intro as one of your top priorities of the communication policy. So I wanted to maybe get you to expand on that a little bit. What would you do to improve the communication policy? And give me an example, if you would, of that.
Well, and this is why I came to the council, to the city in the first place. This city's made up of neighborhoods, and it's not all geographical neighborhoods. We're not just talking Newport Hills, Bridal Trails, whatever. We've got neighborhoods of bike riders, of dog owners, of artists. And we are only effective when we can organize around somebody and get together and then have a voice. If you go to the city or to any organization just as individuals, it is really difficult to get through. And I think the city has a very clear role, and it has a lot of resources at its disposal in order to organize these people. It can form boards and commissions, whether they're active or not. At least they're there, and it gives people an access point to the city and other people like them around whom they can organize themselves.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, great. And I guess another question I have for you both is, you know, you both share an immigrant background, and I was wondering if either of you, or if both of you, could speak to whether that experience affects how you relate to Bellevue politics and maybe its policies. So, Conrad, you spoke about that earlier, so I'm going to start with Lyndon.
I didn't come here from England. I was living in Denmark before I moved over here, and before that I lived in Sweden, and before that in England. And in these Northern European countries, we have the kind of the most sophisticated forms of government in the world, I believe. Having seen how things can be done well and properly, and then you come to America, which is it's a very different model. It's very much based on private enterprise and capitalism, and in some ways they work, some ways they don't. And I think bringing that kind of experience with me, and knowing that if things are publicly funded, they're not always very nice and shiny and brilliant, but at least they work and they are a safety net for people. You can see these contrasts between these countries and in America, I think, and that's what I bring.
Okay, thank you. Marilee?
Well, immigrant brings richness to this country because they bring usually the best where they come from. And they come here with a purpose, with a goal of accomplishment, achievement. So I think that's all good for us. We're very fortunate. And Bellevue is very fortunate to have a lot of immigrants in the population. And I appreciate, you know, Lyndon, you know, when he brings all the different perspective to this country, to our city. And what we need to do is incorporate and include these perspectives in making policies that's going to be good for everybody, you know, the people who've been here for generations and the people who just got off the boat, because we have all have lots to contribute. And as I mentioned before, you know, these are the things that again, make us richer than if we were just, you know, doing the same old. So I think this is a good thing to have, and we need to recognize it. But there's challenges, as I said earlier. Challenges is that they have new society, new culture, and we need to make sure that they are welcome, and we make sure that we make things easier. We make sure that we include them in the things we do, and make sure that we prepare them for leadership. I think that's all usually the bottom line. And I'm very fortunate that I've been able to get to the position, you know, of leadership. But I would like to see it become everyone's opportunity. You know, the word people used to say, the cliche, well, I do not want, or people do not want to leave no child behind, you know. I mean, we always try to do that. But, you know, I was unfortunate to hear that Lyndon was not heard when he had issued to the council or to the city. In fact, I'm not sure when was, you know, when did he approach any of one of us. I believe in my heart that all of us council members or at least try to be very accessible. We're a big city, but we're still a small city at heart. I think that's important. And if we are not, we like to be reminded, and I'll do the best I can. You know, I'm taking my notes, and I'll talk to Linda afterwards, and maybe he can tell me what his concerns are, and we can resolve it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Conrad. Thank you, Lyndon. I am going to give you an opportunity to have one last word and kind of put your last appeal, if you will, out to our listeners. And, Lyndon, I will start with you, and you're only going to have a minute, and I will keep you to it. Go for it.
That's a shame. That went really quickly. I think people need to know when they vote what they're voting for and what the council's there to do. The way I see it is if there's a sports team and you've got the city government playing cricket or whatever against the citizens of Bellevue, ask yourself and look at the city council and say, right, which side of the fence are they going to be lining up for? Are they going to be playing for the city or are they going to be playing for the citizens? And I'd like to think that if you elect me, I'm going to be opening batsman for the citizens.
Okay. Thank you very much, Conrad.
Well, I again believe that we have a wonderful political system, which we all can make a difference. We can influence its policy. And that's the reason why I got into politics, because I can make a difference. I can influence the way things become. And I can represent the community which I live in and make the world a better place. And I believe that even after 20 years, I still agree with Lyndon. There's still a lot more things to get done. Still a lot of things that need to be changed. Or improved, I would call, not just change, for the sake of change, but improved. And as a result, you know, every morning I get up, I still feel, hey, I'm ready to make a difference. So I'm excited about it, and I want to continue to take this responsibility to continue to deserve your vote to be reelected to serve you for the next 4 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Conrad Lee. Thank you, Lyndon Haywood. Thank you both for coming in to talk with us here on Music and Ideas in partnership with Bellevue.patch.com. Thank you, Venice.
Thanks, Sonia.